Again, as a community impact project, your program manager will help you set up a plan to deliver programming with fidelity. However, you are the ones on the ground delivering the programming or overseeing those who do. So, again, it's really important you are able to determine the fidelity of the direct education intervention you are using. So, how do we do that? There are a few ways. First, reviewing specific program materials, especially those designed for educators, such as user guides, lesson guides, program websites, will ideally help you find specific fidelity details, such as number of lessons needed, lesson order requirements or recommendations, a specific lesson length, required lesson activities, and more. For example, the Healthy Schools, Healthy Communities comes with an Ensuring Success user guide that gives the user details on how to implement the program. On the other hand, Grow It, Try It, Like It Basics program overview does not identify critical elements in its curriculum. You and your program manager will need to look at their website to see if it's listed there or contact the intervention developer to determine this. Then, you and your educators should be participating in or at the very least watching the intervention training on a yearly basis. Training is required prior to delivery of all interventions. MFF intervention trainings are presented live, virtually on ConnectSpace, and recorded so that new educators can watch them as a part of training before they start. Interventions not created by MFF will have their own trainings. For example, Pick a Better Snack by the Iowa Department of Public Health's intervention website includes recorded educator training and slides detailing fidelity criteria. The fiscal year 25 intervention training dates will be available soon. You will receive a listserv or constant contact message with the training dates. If you aren't sure which ones you should be attending, connect with your program manager.